And we now have with us Command Sergeant Major Joseph Cornelison, and stationed in Baghdad currently. And of course, he's the senior enlisted advisor of the Combined Joint Forces Land Component Command and Operation Inherent Resolve in Iraq, 1st Infantry Division, Fort Riley. And we appreciate you spending a few moments with us. And I guess just kind of describe to us how things are in Baghdad right now, some of the different things that you're doing in your current assignment.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me on. Currently, the 1st Infantry Division is the headquarters for the Combined Joint Forces Land Component Command, OIR. We have approximately 5,000 U.S. soldiers and 4,000 coalition members from 24 different nations here. Our current mission is to train, equip, we advise and assist the Iraqi security forces to enable them to defeat ISIS and establish the conditions for increased stability over here in Iraq. We're pretty much all over the country in multiple locations. We have soldiers that are soldiers and coalition members that are training the Iraqis. We have them advising them during some of their combat operations. And we're getting after it over here. We're seeing good results. And, we're doing exactly what our mission is, enabling the Iraqi security forces to defeat ISIS, take them off the battlefield so they can have a more normal and safe and secure environment over here.
I know the average American probably sees video and on a fairly frequent basis of some of what's going on, but I don't know how it compares, to actually be there. I mean, what's it like there? Is there a typical day, for one thing? Do you even have such a thing over there?
Well, like I said, we have soldiers in our coalition, teammates doing many, many missions. The average day for a soldier, your average soldier over here in Iraq, is they'll get up and do some sort of physical training. They'll eat in one of our dining facilities. We have pretty good food while we're deployed. The American Logistics Cell can deliver an ice cream cone to a soldier on a mountaintop in Afghanistan. So the U.S. government does pretty good feeding us while we're performing our missions overseas. And then they're starting their day by either securing a post or a camp, or they're, like I said, training Iraqi soldiers, or they're advising and assisting some of the Iraqi elements that are in their combat missions in Mosul. And they'll do this. Their normal day is anywhere from 16 to 18 hours. Pretty hard work, long days. And we really don't take a whole lot of time off because the war doesn't stop over here. But we make sure that they do have our morale, welfare, and recreation capability is pretty good as well. Like I said, we do have facilities that we gyms that are first rate, that the soldiers are able to relieve a little stress by working out. Our dining facilities are first rate, and we make sure that we always have a way, we have good connectivity with internet, so soldiers can call home or use whatever app they want to use to, FaceTime, Skype, and see family members back home.
And I think that's helped a lot, being able to have that almost immediate access. I know on Valentine's Day, some messages sent your way. I even went over and covered that at Fort Riley, and that was such a wonderful gesture, too. But, it is nice being able to have that instant contact anymore.
Oh, yeah, sure. It helps raise morale when we know, we're able to talk to our family members and the folks back home are supporting us. It does make a big difference.
Kind of like a little city over there, it sounds like. Little town.
Oh, yeah. Where the American soldiers are stationed and live at, for the most part, everyone's staying in a hardened building. Now, we do have soldiers that are closer to the front lines. They're advising our Iraqi security forces up there in the Mosul fight. They're living in a little bit rougher routine up there, but we don't leave them up there for very long. We bring them back to a more permanent location after a few days so they can rest, refit, and get back into the fight.
You've had a lot of leadership training, I noticed, Command Sergeant Major Cornelison, and I'm including Hawaii, Germany, Fort Hood, all over the world, really, so to speak, and maybe how that's prepared you for your role there in Baghdad.
Well, so I've currently been in the United States Army for 27 years. I'm an enlisted man, a non-commissioned officer, and the U.S. Army does a pretty good job with our non-commissioned officer corps. We tend to serve as a senior enlisted advisor to commanders at all levels, and to do that, we have to be a very educated force, and the Army's done a pretty good job of transitioning to an educated and prepared non-commissioned officer corps. So the various leadership schools that I've went to that's taught me to manage and lead soldiers from a three-man team all the way up to a 15,000-man infantry division I'm currently in right now have all been first-rate and prepared me for leadership and austere conditions and all over the world. So,
well, I notice, of course, you've been deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom twice, also Operation Iraqi Freedom and all supporting missions in Bosnia and Kosovo. And I don't know how this latest assignment, how that compares maybe to some of those, or are you even able to compare kind of what you do in those different realms?
Well, I think what's characteristic about this deployment here is that some of those other missions that I've been on, it predominantly has been the American soldier at the forefront of the fight. And for this one, it's advising, assisting, it's by, with, and through with the Iraqi security forces in the lead. We figured a while back that at the end of the day, the Iraqi security forces has to learn to do this for themselves. And it's much better. I mean, their government and their populace react much better to Iraqi security forces accomplishing the mission and providing security than they ever would with Americans. And they're doing just that. The Iraqi security forces are cleaning ISIS out of their cities and countryside and making a more secure and stable environment. They have their own attack aviation, their helicopters. They have their close air support aircraft. They have their own artillery pieces, and it's their federal police forces and their army forces and their special operations that are up there in the big fight right now in Iraq is Mosul, and they're at the forefront. That makes it a little bit different than previous deployments that I've had in support of the global war on terrorism and other contingency missions where it was, mostly American soldiers up front.
Well, it sure has been a pleasure chatting with you. And before we wrap up today, any other words you want to share with our Manhattan Junction City Fort Riley audience?
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that this is the 100th year anniversary of the 1st Infantry Division, a historic occasion. The 1st Infantry Division was born of war, specifically World War I, to meet the enemy in Europe back in 1917, and in June of 2017, the storied 1st Infantry Division will celebrate its 100th birthday. We'll do this out at Fort Riley, and we'll do it over a week-long schedule of events and festivities named Victory Week. We'll have a concert out there. We'll have several parades and ceremonies, and a lot of alumni from around a lot of 1st Infantry Division alumni from around the nation and world will come back to Fort Riley to celebrate this with us, and I'd like to encourage members of all the local communities back there around Fort Riley to come out and celebrate that with us, and that'll be in the month of August back there at Fort Riley.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure, and best wishes to you and your crew over there. We've been speaking with Command Sergeant Major Joseph Cornelison, and, of course, as we mentioned earlier, he's the Senior Enlisted Advisor of the Combined Joint Forces Land Component Command with Operation Inherent Resolve in Iraq and, of course, a part of the 1st Infantry Division and Fort Riley.